Konnichiwa, ni hao, annyeong haseyo, hola, hello, and welcome to our special White Sunday service for 2015. Can we please give a warm round of applause for all our kids here today? And didn't they sing it perfectly? This is a day that the Lord has made for us to come together and to celebrate the blessing that the children of our church and community are. And we will rejoice and be glad in knowing that it is in this place that our children are growing in their faith and love for God, a faith and a love that is nurtured by many. We hope you enjoy what our children have to present today and pray that what we do brings glory to God. We will begin with prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for all the children in the world, especially the ones who are going to sing a song, dance, or even read a verse from the Bible today for you. We would like to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have given us and for the food that you have provided for us to share. We pray and give thanks for filling us with your Holy Spirit so that we can bring you glory today in whatever we present and go home filled with excitement knowing how much you love us. We are thankful for all these wonderful people in our families and our church who disciple to us, and we are especially thankful that you guided us all here safely to share in your word and fellowship.
Dear Father, we are sorry for all the things that we have done that made you sad. We are sorry because we have been disobedient to those who care for us. I pray that you will help us to know when we have disobeyed, so we learn not to do the same things again.
Almighty God, I will be praying my five-finger prayer. The thumb is the closest to us. We pray for those who are close to us, our friends, our family, and even our enemies. The pointer, we are reminded of those that point us in the right direction. We pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal us, our teachers, our ministers, doctors. Give them the support and wisdom in pointing others in the right direction. The tallest finger represents those who have authority. We pray for our leaders, prime minister, and government. Give them your guidance, Lord. May they seek your will as they lead us. Ring finger, our weakest finger. We pray for those who are weak, the hungry and trouble and pain, those who are sick and those who live in poverty. Lord, may you give them new strength. Last but not least, little finger, we pray for all the children here, near and far, especially those affected by the Syrian crisis. Help us to keep learning every day of our lives, for all knowledge leads to you. Thank you, Lord, that you have been with us through this service and that you are with us right now. Inspire us to leave this place to love and serve you always. In the name of Jesus, amen.
My name is Elisa.
My name is Annalise.
My name is Nozomi.
Jesus said, so then anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, and the wind blew hard against that house. But it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, and Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 49.
Hello, church family. My name is Annalise Clark. I will share a Bible verse with you today.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Happy White Sunday to everyone.
Talofa everybody, Olo'o Ingwa O'Reilly, we are the Little Family.
Talofa everyone, my name is Dime. I do the Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He bestows my soul.
Jesus is my captain. 1, 2.
Jesus is my captain, I shall not be moved. Jesus is my captain, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waterside, Lord, I shall not be moved.
Ioane tolu o whaiupu se fulu ono. A wā ua whaapea lava o nā lofa mai o lea tui I le lalo langi. Ua ia a mai ia lo nā talii e tō tasi. Ina ia le whanos e tasi e whaatoto ia te ia. A ia maua e ia le ola whaavavau. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Talofalava lo ingoa mine le tio. Efeso ono fai upu mua mua. O tau le whanau, ia o tau whaalongo, ia o tau ta matua. Awa, ole mea tonu lava leo. Translation, Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his powerful might.
Oh, my God.
Aloha, kia ora. My name is Holly Fung. Today our topic for White Sunday is on the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Talofa. Fakalofa fai atu. My name is Eden Pasine. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Luke 10, verse 27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Kia ora, aloha. My name is Caleb Foley. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Ephesians 4, 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you.
Gentleness. Proverbs 15, verse 4. Kind words bring life, but cruel words crush your spirit.
When you die upon the cross and rose again to save the last, forgive me now of all my sins, and be my Savior, the Lord of friends. Change my life and make it new, and help me, Lord, to live for you. Change my life and make it new, and help me, Lord, to live for you.
Talofa, my name is Stella. This is my little brother. And this is my older brother.
Carlos. Our reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 12 to 13. My sister will be reading it in Samuel Bible, and I'll translate it into English from the Children's Bible.
Ua fitilai o tu fo I le atua. O le fa ilonga le nei o le fiangainga o te whaia mau tau. Atua mamea ola uma o ia te auto. E autu pulanga lava. Ua autu uina la unua nua I leau. E fai mafa ilonga o le whiangainga a le lalolangi ma'u.
And God said, I am making an agreement between me and you and every living creature that is with you. It will continue from now on. This is the sign. I am putting a rainbow up in the clouds. It is a sign for an agreement between me and the earth.
Oh, my love.
Good morning, church. We are the Lemalu family. I'm Javon.
I'm Ivania.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jara.
I'm MJ.
I'm Issa.
What a beautiful day to worship a God who's worthy to be praised.
God is good.
All the time.
Our item was taken from Joshua 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love this verse because it helps me serve others.
I love this verse because it tells us as a family to serve the Lord.
I like this verse because I like serving God.
I love this verse because I love serving God.
I like this verse because I like praising God.
I love God.
Sunday and God bless.
Our version, the servant liked to think of himself as more than a servant of the king, not like the steward. He was one of the king's officials. He was the chancellor. Anyway, a long time ago, there was a rich and powerful king who was owed a lot of money. He sent for his chancellor to pay the debt which he owed.
Steward, I believe that one of my officials owes me a lot of money.
That's
right.
Is
that correct? How much money does he owe me?
It says here that the Chancellor owes you $2 million.
Well, I want that money right now. Fetch the Chancellor in, please.
The steward quickly fetched the Chancellor, who owed the King a large sum.
The
Chancellor is here, sir.
Excellent.
Ah, what's up, my boss man, eh?
I have an important matter to discuss with you, Chancellor.
Excuse me, but I believe you mean Grand High Chancellor. Mm.
You gave yourself a new title. Anyway, you owe me about $2 million. Enough to buy a house in Auckland.
But don't worry about that, Your Majesty. What's a little money between friends?
The money is overdue and needs to be paid.
There is no need for urgency, pal. I have everything completely under control.
Look, if you can't pay the debt, then you shall be sold into slavery, and all your possessions will be sold to pay the money you owe me. Do you understand?
Please, Your Royal Majesty, I have 3 wives and a child. I mean, a wife and 3 children. Show mercy on me, or else they will surely perish without me.
I expect they'll manage without you.
Oh, please, sir, please, be patient with me, and I shall pay you back in full. Oh, generous and forgiving king.
Oh, very well. I shall forgive you the debt. Steward, please make a note of that the Chancellor's debt is written off in full.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You won't regret it.
The Chancellor left the king, but instantly went to a peasant who owed him money, demanding that the peasant pay the debt.
Oi! You.
Oh, good afternoon, Chancellor.
That's Grand High Chancellor to you, knave. You know that money you owe me, the, $2,000?
Yeah?
I want it now. Hand it over.
But I can't. I don't have that much money.
You don't have my money?
Please, show mercy on me.
Mercy? Nonsense. I'm taking you straight to prison, where you shall rot until you pay me my money.
The Chancellor threw the peasant into prison in anger. However, the king's steward had been eavesdropping. He returned to the king to tell him the news.
Your Majesty, may I have a word?
What is the matter?
The steward told the king all about what the Chancellor had done, and the king became very angry.
What? Are you sure the Chancellor did this?
Yes, I am certain.
The hypocrite! Call him in immediately.
At once.
The steward quickly ran to fetch the Chancellor and brought him before the king.
You wanted me, boss man?
What's this I hear about a certain peasant who owed you money?
Yes, he owed me $2,000.
Well, why did you throw him into prison?
Well, it serves him right. He wouldn't pay me the money he owed me.
Just like you wouldn't pay me the money you owed me?
Yes.
Enough! You shall be shown mercy like I did for you. You should have shown mercy like I did for you. Because of your wickedness, you shall be thrown into my deepest dungeon. Until you pay me the money you owe me.
But...
Silence! Guard, take him away.
But sire!
The Chancellor, who had not been merciful, was thrown into prison, while the peasant was set free. Jesus told this story so that we would forgive one another, just as God has forgiven us. If we wish to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must not just be forgiven, but also forgive other people.
We're gathered here this White Sunday to celebrate the children of the church and how important they are to us. However, it is essential that we understand what differentiates a child from an adult. Firstly, in many ways you could say, children are innocent. No baby is born trying to commit robbery or murder. They are indifferent to the good and the bad in this world. Second example, a child is easily influenced by others. If a young child sees their older sibling eat their vegetables, for instance, they're far more likely to do the same in turn. A third example is the dependence of a child on their caregiver. Children require constant supervision in order to keep themselves out of trouble. While there are many problems in the modern age regarding children, including issues such as child poverty, one is often overlooked: the raising of a child such that they may mature into a responsible adult. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." The main question to take from this verse is, how does one train a child? If we look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, the training of a child was made evident through these words. These commandments that I give.
On behalf of all the children, I just want to say thank you to everyone for coming to our White Sunday service. And I would also like to thank the children for their beautiful items. Let us bow our heads and finish with prayer. Heavenly Father, as our White Sunday service comes to an end, we give thanks for your loving hand that has carried us through the many weeks of preparation, and also for our kids' own teachers and families who have encouraged us to do what we have done today. We are getting ready to share in a lovely feast, and we pray that you bless this time of fellowship and that you guide us all home safely. We will now say the benediction together.